Rangers and the Padres on what would have been the 57th birthday of the late, great Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn. It is A.J. Griffin battling Jared Weaver, but Weaver finds immediate trouble on Tuesday.
And he hits his ball hard down toward the right field corner. It'll bring two home easily. Andrus being waved emphatically around third. Here comes a throw to the plate. Andrus dives in. Safe! And it's a two-run double for Mazara.
So it's Mazara at third, now Odor at first. The pitch swung on and a high fly ball, deep right center field. Margot going back, and that ball is history. Ryan Rua, three-run homer, and the Rangers lead 5-0 in the first. 6 men have batted, 5 men have scored.
Ruggi on the move, the 3-2 pitch lifted high and deep out into right field, and this one is out of here. Joey Gallo with a rainbow home run to right, and with a man on, he gives the Rangers a 7-0 lead.
What a fun day it has been. Lots of offense, and the best pitching performance we've seen this year, and there's a strikeout of Margot.
101 pitches, one more out to go.
Andrus is there. A.J. Griffin with the complete game shutout of the San Diego Padres.
Rangers crush the Padres 11-0. A.J. Griffin goes the distance for his second career shutout and first one since June of 2013 with the A's. Pitching a shutout is special enough, but what made A.J. Griffin's effort on Tuesday even more memorable was the fact that he grew up in San Diego, just a short distance from Petco Park. Here is Griffin commenting on his first shutout since 2013.
Just trying to go out there and execute pitches, get ahead in the count and put guys away.
It looked like you had really good fastball command. Did it all start with that for you today?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of my game, being able to locate the fastball and being able to, the second and third times through the order, be able to start people off with the curveball and stuff helps out a lot. So, you know, having both those pitches work for me today was a huge help.
All right, let's don't bury the lead. You're home. I mean, you're here in San Diego where you grew up, where you've had so much success as a high school and college pitcher. How great does it feel to accomplish this here?
I mean, I don't even know what to say right now. It's pretty cool. I have my family in the stands and stuff, but I know, first time I pitched in Petco, it went pretty well, so, happy about it.
How about your high school coach? Did he make it?
Yeah, he made it today. Yeah, Rob Phillips made it. Unfortunately, my coach in college couldn't make it, Coach Hill, but, he'll be there the next one, I'm sure.
I bet your Rob Phillips up there smiling somewhere, isn't
he? Yeah, he's got to be. Yeah. He's somewhere up there.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt to get the kind of run support you got right off the bat tonight.
Right, that was huge. I mean, being able to just attack everyone and go right after him, having the 5-run cushion before you even take the mound, so... That's a big testament to our offense, and they go up there battling every day, and they do a hell of a job. So.
And I know that, you don't care about this, but you've become like a streak stopper, and I know you're proud of that, even though that's not something you strive for.
Well, hopefully I'm a streak starter here with some wins coming up, but, we're out here grinding every day. We're giving it our all, and the ball's going to bounce our way here soon, I'm sure.
The two clubs will now head to Arlington on Wednesday night as they wrap up the 4-game home-and-home series.